Thanks again, folks. Yes, he did. You and I have salvation, peace on the inside because of what Jesus did for us. You will never understand why the things that happen to you on this side of heaven. There's so many different areas of your life that are touched and affected by this world, but also by heaven, by the hand of God. Now, how do I know that my Savior, my God, loves me the way that he says he does? I'm preaching. You're listening. God's blessed you in your life. And do you know why? Well, life is a family citizenship. I'm the citizen of a family. And now let me remind you all of something. I know that many people are looking at Scripture and saying, here's the United States and there's the United States. You're not going to find the United States at the end of the age in existence. You're not going to see that in Scripture. Now, I'm not saying that you're not going to find you, because where Christ is, there you are. Where you are, there's where Jesus is. You see, when I say life is a family citizenship, I'm talking about I am the citizen of the most powerful family that has ever existed. I am the citizen of the family of God. Jesus Christ is my Savior. And when Jesus saved me, through his name, Brother Randy, we go direct to God the Father in our prayers. That's my family. Everyone who says yes to Jesus is part of my family. I am a citizen of all power. I am a citizen of all love. I am a citizen of all wisdom. I am the citizen of the family of God. Now I want you to think about it. And I want you to stay with me on this. You will either be a citizen of a godless family, godless, or you will become the citizen of a godly family. I like godly. I'm a part of the family. I said yes to Jesus, not by my might, not by my will, not by my action in any way, but by who I know. Well, you're going to go places with you in your family because that's your family? Yeah. I'm going all the way to heaven. Matter of fact, my Savior said I can count it as though I'm already there. I belong to his family. Saying yes to Jesus gives you the family citizenship with God himself. Ephesians 2, verse 19. Consequently, you are no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household. Mm-hmm. Told you. when you say yes to Jesus, you're in an awesome family. Now, that awesome family takes on a multiplicity of personalities. Can't you imagine? You think of how many odd personalities you have within your own human structured family. Biological uncles, aunts, and all of the brothers and the sisters. And you think of all those personalities. Then, after you think of that, I want you to think of all that exist that have accepted Christ. They are your family. Now, you want some odd ones? Oh, here's something for you. To someone else, you would be the odd one. No, Brother Randy, not me. Not Brother Randy. He's a little odd, but you think of that. I want you to understand this. We're in the body of love. We're in the family of God. Folks, that's a citizenship that's going to exist at the end of the age. I belong to the household of God through Jesus Christ, my Savior, His Son. And He says, now, Larry, talk to my Father. You don't need to go through a preacher. You don't need to enact anybody else's name. You hear me? You are given the free will from our Father, our Savior, Jesus Christ, to call on the name of the Lord. Go straight to God in Jesus' name. Jesus is the only name you're going to need. Nobody else. Now, we will pray one for another. We're told to do that. That's the family getting together. And when that family unit gets together in prayer, God hears the voice as one. And God acts. Sometimes God will take the afflicted individual home to be with Him, waiting for us to get there. Don't get mad at God. He didn't let anybody down. You just not up high enough to see what He's doing yet. But your day is coming. You will see Jesus in each other. Let others see Jesus in you. Jesus says, when they see me, they will believe. That's right, Christian. Don't you go to someone with all your knowledge of Scripture and start quoting Scripture that is foreign to them. Let them see love, peace, hope. Let them hear excitement. Your excitement over what Christ has done in your life. You don't have to tell them about anybody else. Tell them about your relationship. This is what Jesus has done for me. And invite them into the family of God. Well, because I know Jesus, I'm in His family. And you have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, are in His family. You got some perks. All those perks are nice. Big corporation give perks to the highest, I say employees, but it's not really that, to their highest executives. Perks. You haven't seen any perks. Till you've seen the perks that our Savior has for us. As a matter of fact, you're witnessing them in your life right now. Don't you understand when you look at yourself and there's the illness or whatever it is that you're battling, don't you realize that the perk that you just got on that illness is it could have been worse? It can be getting worse, but you still have Jesus that's with you. A family perk, number one, is a new way of thinking, seeing, and living. When you accept Jesus as Lord and Savior, you have a new way of thinking. You have a new way of thinking about your fellow man. You have a new way of seeing situations, the actions of someone. Now, because Jesus has touched your life, you're in the family of God. You can see that each individual personality is different. Now, you all hear Brother Randy and I on each other quite often, me more on him than him me. It's because I cut his time. But one thing you need to understand about us, about Christian brothers and sisters, you love one another. Brother Randy loves his pastor, loves his friend, knowing that he's a computer geek, knowing that I got a couple of short circuits in my computer system called the brain. So what does he do? He allows for that short circuit. You get it? We allow for one another's differences. I don't want anybody else like me, and I know you can't handle anybody else like me. Don't you understand that Jesus saw to it that we were saved and become in the family citizenship of God because of our uniqueness? Our each unique personality, our each one that we have our unique problems physically, emotionally. I mean, everything is unique with us. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here. That's perk number one. I'm a new creation, created in Christ. I was born in a human skin. I was born again in the spiritual being that I will be throughout eternity. Born again spirit, born anew, born from above. Oh, I'm in the family of God. God says, I'm looking at you, Larry. Well, Lord, did you see what happened the other day? Well, actually, I did, Larry, but I didn't hear you call for me one time. Are you catching it? Don't you understand that when that hurt comes, that scratch comes, that stubbed toe comes, whatever it is, you'll call for mama, you'll call for daddy, you'll call for God. Don't they always show up? You see, you're in a family that's living forever and ever and ever. You're not going to be away from your pastor very long at all. I could go ahead and leave after church today and be with the Lord, but you're not going to be too far behind me. Let me cheer you up with that little message right there. Don't you understand? But you will never be without me. You will never be without your loved one. You will never be without that one that you love so dear, who physically is gone, but spiritually near. They're in your heart from the love of God. It is His power that placed that power there. That power of you seeing the one that physically is gone, but spiritually is here. Don't forget, such love can come so near by the hand of God, by the Son Himself. We're a part of His family. And God says, I love you. That's why I came myself. I came to see how you feel, to witness a world that you're living in. I came and I saw and I acted. I saved for you all. It is my touch that'll make a difference, says God. It is my lifting up of that spirit that's broken, my healing the wounds of the physical, my touch that heals that broken heart, my touch that makes a difference, because you are my children. Above all else, a citizen of my family. God looks after us in so many ways. Perk number two, God's unfailing gift of love, Jesus. See, when I said yes to Jesus, I didn't say yes to Jesus and say, that's over. No! Jesus that I accepted, who brought me into the family of God, never walks away from me. He never walks away from you. Even when you try to turn your back and to move out of the way, I guarantee you, He's right in front of you. Don't you hear me? That's a perk of this family. A big one. God's unfailing gift of love, Jesus. It's not whether or not I can fail. I can. But I can't be a failure because of Jesus. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. Now listen to Ephesians 2:18 and 2:22. Listen to it together. For through Him we both have access to the Father by one Spirit. That one Spirit's Jesus. You got me? One Spirit. No other Spirit's name. Nobody else's name. By one Spirit. And in Him, in Jesus, His Spirit, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by His Spirit. You are spiritual. Christian, you're a spirit. You're just using this body here on planet Earth. When you leave this body, you won't need it anymore. You're a spirit leaving the body, given a spiritual body or focus, waiting for the resurrected, ultimate, glorified body like Jesus. After all, we're family. And Jesus takes care of family. And He says, I want you to think of all the perks that I give you. I've taken your sins to the cross. I paid the penalty of sin for you, your sin, on the cross. I conquered the grave for you, your family. I conquered death for you. I overshadowed laws for you by giving you grace, not to freedom to sin, but to freedom not to. Not the freedom to go out here and do anything you want, but the freedom to have a mind to where you don't want to anymore. You got it? That's being a part of the family of God. Well, preacher, what if I mess up? And no what if about it. You're going to mess up. That doesn't make you any less family. Don't you have a wild relative somewhere? Just a little bit questionable about their character? Oh my goodness, folks. I got a whole herd. And I know them. Because I used to run with that herd. But don't you understand? Jesus says, come to my family. Oh, Larry, the rest of them will get mad at you over time. Yeah. They won't want you around. They won't want to be around you. Well, he too churchy. Churchy. You know, Brother Randy, I've been called a lot of things, but I've never been called churchy. You know, he wants to do good. Well, listen, if you don't want to do good, then you got the problem, not me. Do we not want to do good above and beyond our own family? But listen, I know a lot of parents that aren't even good to their own family. What do? You invite the children to come in to God's family. There they will find peace. There they will find what true love is all about. There, they will be able to live in a family that gets to stay together throughout eternity. I have loved ones that have gone on, like many of you do. There's never been a time that I didn't think that I would see them. Now, don't do this with people. Don't you cast them to heaven or to hell. You got me? I was warned that way with one of my professors and said, now, boys, when you're preaching a funeral, don't you ever, when you're preaching that funeral, look up and say he's gone home or look down and say he's gone home. You keep your eyes straight ahead, especially if you don't know them. You let God deal with the direction. But be factual. They've gone home. Well, I got news for you. I'm going to be with Jesus. I already am with him. He promised he wasn't going to turn me loose, Brother Randy. And I'm holding on to his promise. Because I feel his love, I see his love, I know his love. His love has been in action with me, save me in combat, save me in bigger battles right here in the United States of America, and continues the promise, I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you. Where could I go but to the Lord? That'd make a good song, Brother Randy. Family perk number 3. Oh, I love this one. I have an inseparable family relationship. Inseparable. Oh, go ahead and start loving me right now because we're going to be together throughout eternity. Listen to this. Nothing's going to tear us apart. Nothing can pull you out of Jesus' hands. Listen, Romans 8, 38, 39. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. I have a family citizenship with God. That citizenship will never, ever be broken. You know why? Because I have a Father that loves me. I have a Savior that expressed the love of God physically on a cross to prove it, coming out of a tomb to prove it, coming from the worst of the worst and coming into a world looking at a snotty-nosed kid in Buffalo, Kentucky, and touching my life at such an early age. One thing I know, I'm loved by Jesus. I'm family with you because of him. You and I are together. It's the family of God. That's the word of God. And it don't get any better than that. Let's pray. Father, I thank you, dear Lord God, for the blessings, the joy of salvation, for your love. Touch us now as we enjoy life together on earth in great expectation of the eternal life that is already in existence, the place where we will be with you. Thank you, Father God, for sending your Son that we can know how much you love us. We ask your blessing now, Father, upon each one that's listening, upon each one that's present. Touch each life. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.